Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Adam
and your host Hanifa.
And today we have a super special guest, someone we've been, I feel like we've been chasing you for a minute.
This has been a long time coming.
Really?
Yeah, like,
oh my god,
when was it, a year ago?
I think, yeah.
So we have the wonderful Kat Burns joining us.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, so a year ago. Mm-hmm.
Was it a year ago?
Was it maybe two?
Oh my god!
A while ago.
Oh wow!
We were really excited to have you on.
Well, then, it's good to see.
Yeah.
That where you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you then? Now look at you.
I know. I don't even know what I was doing.
You're a full star.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just a small town girl.
At what point do you think you're going to be like, oh, I'm the star in lights?
Never.
Have you not had a moment where you're like, yeah?
And no, me.
Not yet.
Literally toured with Ed Sheeran.
I'm just like, oh, this is just my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel like just keeps me kind of
humble.
Yeah. And yeah, normal. Yeah.
You see it like a 9 to 5.
Yeah, literally. It's just like my job, and I go and sing and then I come back.
But then when you listen to music, are you like kind of at work?
Yeah.
It's like research.
Oh, that's interesting. No. Because sometimes I will like switch my brain on to be like, okay, I'm going to actively listen to new music to get inspiration.
Okay.
And then I'll be like, no, I'm just going to listen to music just for fun.
Who is like the most unusual person, not unusual person, just person that you wouldn't think of, mm-hmm. that's come to you as a fan of your music?
Oh my gosh.
That are like, I love your music.
Oh my gosh. I don't really feel like I get that many messages from people to tell me that.
Really?
Well,
but I mean, like, if you were at an event, like when you got approached by Ed,
yeah,
were you like, oh wow, I can't believe
Ed's been listening.
Ed knows me about the town.
Yeah, that was very surprising when my manager was like, oh yeah, you're gonna support Ed on tour. I was like, how does he even like know?
Yeah.
Of my existence. But then I learned that he just has one ear to the music scene all the time, like, okay. He just always knows what's going on, so that was very surprising. Sam Smith, obviously, that was very surprising as well.
We don't have like grannies being like, oh,
oh.
I had a really cute conversation with like an elderly couple the other day, and I just like when I tell elderly people that I sing, because they just go, oh, good for you.
And I go, music.
Yeah, like, oh, thank you. It is. Yeah. It's good for me. Thanks.
That's so funny. They probably just think you're like a church singer or something like that. Oh,
yeah. Okay. I remember my neighbor would be like, why is there always like cabs coming to pick you up all the time? And I was like, oh, I sing. He's like, oh, good for you. And then just walk back into his house. And I was like, oh, okay. He doesn't care.
He'll realize one day.
Yeah. Like, oh. One day he'll be like,
cameras outside the house. Like, yeah. Oh, maybe she actually does sing.
Yeah. I think he thought I was joking.
Maybe he thinks like you're a Butland singer or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh my gosh, imagine. Yeah.
We're here to talk all about you, mm-hmm. but in every episode, we have a season shout out.
Okay.
Where we shout out a black person or thing,
mm-hmm.
or business, mm-hmm. that we think is doing amazing things.
Yeah.
So do you want to start?
Yeah. But so
this gives you time to think.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember that teenager called Mizzy?
I know where you're going.
This is like a tentative shout out.
So he was the prankster that was.
He took it too far. So he was filming himself going around London and just walking into people's houses, just being a nuisance.
Did you miss that?
I never saw that.
He was taking it.
He was just wreaking
havoc. He would like just walk into the back of McDonald's and be like, I'm the inspector of McDonald's, and the McDonald's employees would be like, but then he started taking it to like people's houses.
He literally walked into
wait,
his
I kind
house.
Of remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so he went to jail. He's out now.
Oh yeah, they took him in.
And so he's my shout out because he posted about like he's going back to college, he's applying for jobs, and he's like, he's gonna have a better life for him and his child. And I'm just like, do you know what? I like to see it. I didn't think I'd see or hear from him again.
Yeah.
And it's good to see good things.
Oh.
That is nice. I kind of support it. I don't trust him.
Well, yeah, that's why right now.
Because
right
I saw it, I was like, it doesn't make sense. Cause,
no. We shall see.
Okay. But
right now, he's got my support. Okay.
He posted a picture yesterday and he said the police came straight to his house because of the picture.
Okay.
Where he was carrying his baby upside down by his leg.
Oh, okay.
So I was like,
okay.
But he said he didn't understand what was wrong with it.
Okay. well, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But do you know what? It's I think it's good to see somebody actually own up for what they've done.
Yeah, that's true.
And try and make a change. And I think it's a good accountability as well.
For sure. Prison definitely shook him up. So my shout out is this kid called Following Izzy, aka Izzy G. And I don't know how old he is. I think he must be like 7, but he's obsessed with the bus routes. He and his parent go on the bus and he just checks off every bus stop and he's super pumped. And the bus drivers are really gassed that he comes on. And now he's had a bus and he's got a bus with his name on.
Oh my god.
And he's meeting like the director of transportation.
Oh my god.
So that is literal kid dream. Like, you know, when you're kidding, what is the best thing that could happen in my life?
Exactly. Oh, he's like so geeked about it. And it's just so, you know, when you just see like the cute things, like he's just a kid that loves the bus he loves bus routes, and on his spare time, his parents are just taking him on the bus to check up all the bus routes.
Oh, good for him.
And it's like, it's nice to have such wholesome
childhood.
Yeah, but also just wholesome hobbies.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Hobbies that give you nothing but make you happy.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I feel like everyone should have one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he could be on like a PS5 or, you know, but he's like...
It's as unproductive as that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's getting air.
Yeah, he's getting air. And it's free for him. He's young. True. So you might as well do it now while it's free, because once they start getting the money from you...
It's what age is that, 16?
I don't know.
I feel like that's just London.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to pay for the bus when I was going to school. In Manchester, you had to pay for the bus.
I'm so old. I remember when Oyster Card came out.
Do you?
So old.
What is like...
When I remember my mum used to give me 40p a day.
For the bus?
20p to get to school, 20p to come back. Well, if I was lucky, a pound, and then I could get crisps.
Like, when you really think about inflation, it was 25p. It was 25p for me to get the bus to school. 25p. Your mum would just give you 50p for the whole day.
Have you even seen a 20p recently?
I haven't seen a 20p in ages.
Like...
I gotta think...
Oh, and now, do you know how much it is now?
How much is it now?
Like, in Manchester, if I was going to where my school was, it'd be like it's like £4.50 now.
That's ridiculous.
Your mum has to give you a whole £5 crisp note.
No.
Do you know how, like, I'm not that old. That's like a 15.
How much is it now for London?
Well, it's free for kids, but it's like £1.80 for the bus.
Oh, all routes.
Yeah.
Or within the hour. You can take as many
buses. How many buses? They go like 20 miles out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Who was your shout out?
Oh my gosh. So it's a black person or...
Just business or thing. You can shout yourself out.
Yeah. TV show, music, anything.
Oh my God. Okay. When you now said TV show, the first thing I can think of is that show on BBC, Borders.
Yes.
I really liked that.
We love it. We had some of the cast on. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. That's
really
so funny.
That was really sick.
Or I need there to be a season 2.
I think there's going to be, because the US seems to have really bought into it. Like now it's now it's in the US. They're really loving it. That's I think it's on
that
Tubi
makes sense.
There.
Yeah. I feel like it's the whole like British boarding school.
Exactly. Black. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, who is my favorite character? I think the lead guy. The one that was like...
The main guy.
It's a J name. Yeah. The one who he like got beaten up and then...
Bad boy turned good.
I liked his character.
I really liked the mixed posh girl.
Oh, did you?
I think she had the best character arc. I feel like she...
I still don't know. I want to know what's happening with her mum.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to explore that in season
2. I didn't like the white girl that was like, I've never seen a black...
Yeah.
That was a choice.
I don't think we were supposed
to. And they
to
never
like
really
her.
Like sp- like properly spoke about it. He was just like, "Oh, I felt objectified when you said that." And she was like, "No."
But I also have to think. Also think like the age of the, like you don't really have the language in it doesn't
at that age.
How many penises has she seen?
To
be honest, in this day and age, you could see many.
Yeah, that's true.
You could
How old
see
are we supposed
many?
To be 16?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
16 with social media. Snapchat, you can see a lot.
Yeah.
How many were you seeing when you were on was it Omegle?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like
Omegle's a very scary place.
What was this chat roulette?
Chat roulette.
The amount of Nazis on
there. God, you just want to have a great time, and all of a sudden there's a 50-year-old guy in Russia with his dick out.
No.
It was never a safe time.
It was
never a safe time, was it? God, it was lawless. Anyway, talking about school days. So let's chat about you, and let's give a little bit of backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw you at ITV Sessions, I did learn a lot. Mm-hmm. And I heard that you went to the Brit School.
I did.
And I wanted to ask you more about the Brit School, because I think if you're a child in the UK for some reason, you just want to go to the Brit School at some point. So I feel like you lived a dream.
That is a dream. I went to the open day of the Brit School. I'm not a performer.
I don't know why we drove down to Croydon. But it was just, it's just like, you got to,
I used to be an opportunity. In Manchester looking at my mum like, when you moved here from Nigeria, if you had just chosen London, I could be at the Brit School. Yeah. And that's why I'm not there.
And then you get to the Brit Awards as well, right?
Yeah, you do.
It was
get
mainly
because
of the Brit Awards. I just wanted to go to the Brit Awards.
You do. It's like, it is like, it is kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
Because like, you wear your own clothes, like as soon as you start, you can go out for lunch, there's no bells. It feels like Americanized.
Yeah.
Like it feels like you're at like a, like a performing arts school in the US.
Okay.
Is it like High School Musical?
It is.
In the canteen.
It is. It just is.
Like, the dream.
That is so cool.
Like, what, like you, there are like theatre students are, they have to do like different, they have to like act out different things as part of their course.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one time where we were walking to class and we have to like, there's like two buildings and we came from one building, we were walking to the next building. And there was this guy and this girl, and the guy like pushed her. He like pushed her onto the floor, pushed her onto the wall or something. We were like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then they stopped and went, domestic violence can happen. And we were like, oh, I just want to get to class. That's then they so froze great. And then redid the same scene, but it was the girl hitting the guy. And then I was like, I'm really intrigued now to see what people do. And people just like walked.
Making a statement.
They did. Yeah. But they do stuff like that all the time. And then there's just always like performances and stuff. Well, I don't know what it's like now, but when I was there, music strand were always kind of getting performances, and the other strands were like, why is music getting all the gigs?
Did you ever rivalry?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel that there was like I don't know, like you had like a loss of reality being in there? Like with your friends that are outside of that.
Yeah.
Do you always feel like there's a bit of a
you're like, oh, I've got warm up at 10, and they're like, I'm doing biology.
Yeah, I think I like, especially, I think year 10 and year 11, you have to do like normal lessons as well.
Okay.
So it didn't feel as far removed until it was sixth form, when it was like, it was just music all day, every day. And everyone else was like doing like other subjects. But like some of my friends, I had one friend that was at my old school before Brit, and then he came to Brit in sixth form. So we kind of like blurred lines, and there was always just like parties. So I used to just bring my friends to the parties, and then they would be like, you guys live this, you guys are like, and it's like in Selhurst of all places in Croydon. Yeah. Like it's just a random location of a school. But yeah, it was like a sixth form that was a bit more of a like, you're doing something completely different to what I'm doing.
Honestly, like we're having to wear business form.
I didn't have that.
Did you? No. I had to wear business formal.
Did you?
As if like you're working in a bank.
Like a suit?
Yeah, like a, you always had to wear a blazer. You had to wear a blazer everyone just had the Topshop bodycon skirt.
Oh yeah, I did wear a lot of that.
And tights. And you had to wear like business formal, like I walked in the bank. Because they said it was preparing you for real life. And everyone was like, why would we be working in a place where we'd be wearing this?
Yeah.
Well, we all assumed we'd have cool jobs. But yeah, I think that,
oh my gosh,
very different.
Yeah, but very different.
Did you ever feel not doubt but like apprehension just going all in with music so young?
Yes and no. I kind of was like, I made the decision very young that I wanted to do music, and then Brit was very good at showing all the different kind of jobs you can get in the industry. So that kind of made me feel safer in knowing, okay, if God forbid music doesn't, or being the singer doesn't work out, there are still other jobs that I can get within the business. Whereas before it was just kind of like, I don't really know what other jobs you can get within the music space. And I knew people that would come and wanted to be a singer, and then they left like wanting to do something completely different. So it was like, it was a good few years of like, you still get the qualifications that if you want to go to uni and study something else, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too much like pressure in that, oh my gosh, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a safety net for me, because I would have liked to have gone to uni. No.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. I think sometimes I feel like I regret that hellscape. I enjoy the friends I made, but it's like
it's passing the time for 3 years.
Yeah, and then it's so
no
all the drama that it's just like it's just because you're in a pressurized environment. It's just like you think about, oh, is it just I'm like maturing?
No,
I'm like,
why
did I act like that? Why did I do that?
I know. I think uni's good for like it's for your career, or whatever. Yeah, but like it's like being like a soft adult. Like you can, I remember I spent all of my student loan in like 3 weeks.
That's what my sister said she did as well.
But she's like, if I did that with my salary, bad things would happen.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
So it's like I learned the hard lessons the easy way.
I guess, yeah.
Right, yes, yeah. Where there's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But like you could also, I don't know.
I don't understand how I was living off like $7,000 a year.
And because I never felt things poor. Used to be
that's
cheap.
The weirdest thing.
No, but like things used to be cheap. Like every week you'd have the uni, you'd have your Wednesday night out.
Yeah, it was like
and
one
I
time
said,
drinks.
I had a new outfit every week.
Oh wow,
Topshop. You had it, and Topshop used to be cheap. You'd have a new outfit every week because God forbid I would be seen in the last one. But I'm going to be in there for 2 hours. That's how cheap things were. And it makes it seem like I'm talking about 50, 60 years ago.
We're
in uni.
I used to visit my friends. I used to visit my friends up at, like, one friend went to Newcastle Uni. Another friend was in Liverpool. And I was just like, you guys, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
It's so cheap. You can walk everywhere if you want to. And then, like, a cab or a bus is just so cheap. Everything was just so cheap.
Exactly. Imagine you go to uni now, you're getting an Uber home. Paying £40
Uber didn't even
Uber.
Exist.
It did, but Uber...
Not where I went.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. But because Uber did exist, but Uber used to charge you the next day.
Oh, so you cancel your card before...
Yes, back in the day... They don't do it now because it doesn't happen now. But back in the day, if you were like... If I'd missed like the night bus or something like that, Uber, if you bought it, it would take you home and then it wouldn't take from your card the next day. So I was like, that's tomorrow adders. Issue.
Wait, when was that? Because I kind of remember
like
that.
The early days.
Yeah, early days of Uber. So then you would just be like, I have £5 in my account. The Uber home is £35. Tomorrow, they're going to message me saying your account's been blocked. That's fine. Because by next night out, I'll have money.
Right.
And that, so you would plan it like that. Maths. Yeah, student maths. Night out, I would have convinced my mum to send me £50, which will pay off my debts. And then we'll just do it all over again.
I see.
Good times.
Oh fantastic God. Times. So obviously going to the Brit school, I also heard that you're a massive theatre kid.
I am.
And we wanted to chat about the current running story with the Romeo. You've seen the Romeo and Juliet?
I have, yeah.
How should not have?
I don't know. Like some people.
No, I saw it in. Well,
she didn't know who Mizzy was.
That's really, really not the same.
No, but yeah, the Romeo. At least, Romeo and Juliet story is like actually on the actual news.
Because I saw her in the African Schoolgirls play, which was really good.
Oh yeah,
that was really amazing. Yeah, and I was just like, not surprised at all because there's just always backlash whenever.
There's always backlash.
But that's not the first time there's been a black Juliet.
Isn't Anne Juliet, isn't she black?
Anne Juliet, she's black.
Uh-huh.
But also Denzel Washington is in like every Shakespeare adaptation.
I think, do you know, the only reason people care is because it's Tom Holland.
Yeah.
That's it. Because like I said, I think every day in this country, Romeo and Juliet is being played somewhere. It's being played a lot. Because even Wes from How
Wes
to Get Away with Murder.
Played Romeo.
I saw him playing Romeo in the in the Globe.
Yeah.
Oh. That was really great. But nobody cared. It's because Tom Holland is linked, so it's on a wider scale. And
I was really annoyed. I wanted to go and watch it.
Same.
Just because I wanted to see it. I go on there, it's all sold out. I was like, my gosh, I'm probably just here to just
also,
like lust over here.
The ticket started at £275.
£275.
For Romeo and Juliet.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, wow, but it's still sold out.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Didn't the tickets go on sale today?
Yesterday. And they sold out. They had like a couple £25 tickets. I tried to get them. There was 20,000 people in the queue. It was harder to get this than Beyonce tickets.
Yeah.
This was crazy. I know that he's super popular. I didn't think it was like
I just, I really don't understand. He was great in Spider-Man, but... I didn't realize he had like a hive like this.
He does, but also it's also attached to Zendaya.
Yeah.
Because Zendaya's come out and said that. And when she said it, I saw it in an interview and I was like, you've made a mistake and this is why I can't get a ticket. She was like, I'm going to try to go to as many shows as possible They're coming to see you.
That's
in the
what
crowd.
I was about to say. Yeah. They're gonna want to see. They're gonna want to see Zendaya.
And I'm like, you shouldn't have said that, because now everyone's like, well, if I might have a chance to see Zendaya as well. Anyway, the story. Obviously, the story is that Juliet is black. People try to make a petition that she's not good enough to play against Tom Holland, which is insane.
Yeah,
and that obviously the racism of it all.
Just tons of horrible tweets about her appearance. Mm-hmm. Also just loads of like factually incorrect things about Shakespeare.
Yeah, because when Shakespeare started, Juliet was played by a man.
Yeah.
So let's factor that in. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But people are talking about this like it's a historical artifact. Yeah. And citing the Leonardo DiCaprio movie as the first
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
But I think there's a weird thing when it comes to like the fans like feeling ownership of somebody, and I feel like there's like a feeling of ownership over Tom Holland, or they feel like it's fine to just hate on somebody for not being up to standard to their fave.
I think some of them imagine themselves playing that role.
Yeah.
And then when someone is cast that might not look like them, they're like, well, how dare they cast somebody that is not what I imagined them to look like or imagine them to be. And it's like, but.
But I don't even think it's that, because I don't even think it's Tom Holland fans that are against this. You start seeing like 50-year-old Greg that has never seen anything and like lives in Scunthorpe, that's never paid attention to Shakespeare in his life, all of a sudden has an opinion on this. It's just an excuse to be racist for no reason.
It always
happens. It's like, okay, with Halle Bailey's casting, or the new girl in Percy Jackson when she got cast, or the Star Wars cast. It's just like, none of you actually care. You're just like, you just want to spew hatred for no reason. But
I kind of do feel like it is partly because it is Tom Holland.
Yeah, it's a mix. There's like a jealousy and an entitlement of thinking I'm amazing. Why is she in the spot that
I feel
took?
Like if it was a cast that didn't have him in it.
No, but then we wouldn't even know. I think the only reason why people know about it is because Tom's in it.
Yeah.
So then if nobody knew about it, they wouldn't. You have to know about it for that to be spread, the racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously Tom being, like, it's the same with I've been seeing what's going on with the Tangled stuff.
Yeah.
And like, there's been
I've seen a bit of that, yeah.
Because like, the fan casting of Tangled has just got people so racist.
She's not even been cast, which is crazy.
She hasn't even been cast.
So she's just getting, she had to turn off her Instagram comments. She's getting racist abuse for no reason. I haven't even got the role. But there's like blonde white girls on TikTok crying into camera saying, it should have been me.
It's just so weird. It's like, I've just never looked at my skin and been like, this is so important for it to be everywhere and like in my media. I've never, like, if you have like a white doll, this doesn't look like me. I hate it. Like, it's just,
I feel like
it's
that's
just not
society's
something I think
fault
about.
Because we haven't really ever got to see people that look like us on the screen that often.
Yeah.
That we can relate to white characters very easily on films and music and everything. We can watch something and be like, oh my gosh, I see myself in that character because of their personality. But for the other way around, they can't see themselves in us.
Yeah.
And why is that? Let's all ask ourselves that question.
No, but honest, they have to unpack that. Yeah, they should unpack that for themselves. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if I lived in a predominantly black country, would you have similar issues? But I have no idea. I can't see it from the other side. Like if I was raised and brought up in Nigeria, but I guess the difference is that I don't know why a random white Sally would be in an Hollywood film unless you were playing a white character. That's weirdly different.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I can't see the reversal.
It's just a weird thing to be so obsessed about.
Yeah.
I think it is as well. It's the same with Percy Jackson. I was like, I thought the casting was really great.
Yeah.
And I was confused as to why.
It's literally a mythical. Story.
It isn't real. I would like people to remember, like, none of these things are real. Exactly. I understand you have a really deep personal connection to the books, to the films. You feel seen in them. You feel like you can escape in them. Mm-hmm. But they aren't real.
Yeah.
So if someone non-white gets casted, it's not the end of the world.
Okay. Exactly.
You can still see yourself in that character.
And also, the original still exists. And the version in your head where everyone's white. Yeah. That can live on.
You can still watch it. Like, you can honestly, you can still watch it.
Yeah.
Watch the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Watch the first Percy Jackson films that have the characters in there that you want.
Exactly.
But now people are saying that those were better. I thought they were really great.
Hold on, Hanifa. Those were great. And what are you talking about? Okay, what are you talking about? Logan
Lerman.
I love those.
Sorry, I didn't realize who I was.
I can't. People say they're not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the actual author, he doesn't like them. He says that they didn't listen to anything that he said.
Okay.
And then people are like, oh, there's some things that aren't accurate.
Yeah,
like
it's just completely different to the book.
Yeah, they just sort of took inspiration, but they didn't like follow it. Whereas this new one.
Book. See, I think that was when I was reading.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. I was obsessed with Percy Jackson.
Oh, really?
That's an interesting like fandom to be a part of.
It is.
It's not one of the main ones.
No, it isn't.
But it is a weird. It is.
It's
though.
A cool one.
You
it's
did,
like.
Did
it's
you
a
grow cool up one. In Disney?
Yeah.
Disney kids love Percy Jackson.
That's true.
Like, I loved Percy Jackson. That was like, I didn't like to read at all when I was younger. And then my mum found the Percy Jackson books and was like, try these. And I was like, oh, actually, okay. I actually like to read now. And I just loved like Greek mythology. So that was everything to me.
Maybe I should. Oh, it's too late for me to read them now.
No.
Do you not think?
No.
They're still making some. Fresh ones?
I don't think so.
No, I think it's just like the series. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll go back. I reread all of Lemony Snicket.
Oh, did you? You need to give me that book back.
I do need to give you a book back.
I've never even...
Oh, no. You need to
honestly,
read.
I'm not an avid reader.
No. Never am I.
These books are so easy to read.
I'm too dyslexic. But it was so dark for a child to read Unfortunate Events that when everybody was reading Harry Potter, that's what I was reading. And right, yeah. The books are like this thin.
Were you a Harry Potter fan?
No. I was.
Excuse me, what do you mean no?
She was Christian household.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
The demons.
And then by the time I escaped that,
yeah.
I was like, I don't get it.
No.
You had to be there.
But have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched them all.
And again, you don't get it.
Do you know what? I think I have two traumas attached to it. Christian household
and then your
trauma.
Ex.
And then my ex forced me to watch them all back to back. And he said, if you don't watch these, I don't think we can continue.
And that's your only experience of watching
so
it?
So those two experiences.
Watch it again.
I'm also low-key tired of people talking about Harry Potter. It finished ages ago.
The thing is, I'm not
a current Harry Potter fan, but it's when you're there. You're in it.
Yeah. Literally. Honestly, Harry Potter, yeah. When you start, like, you watch it again, you're like, oh, this is so good. And then, like, it gets like the third or fourth film, and you're like, wait, this is getting like really intense. Like, the first three are just like, you don't see Voldemort, you know of him.
It's all fun and games.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the fourth one hits, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the third one.
It's the one where they go back in time, right?
Prisoner
they play
Azkaban.
With time.
Yeah.
I really like that one. Because I like the Dementor situation, because that's what I see when I have.
Depression.
No.
Rude.
When I get sleep paralysis.
Well, that's similar.
That's what you see.
Yeah, that's what I see. And it's really fucking scary.
Do you know what's so related as well, to me? Have you ever watched Gerald's Game?
I think about that a lot. I actually do think about that a lot because
that was really
you know
scary.
When you have like a weird shadow coming out from your window? I'll just randomly. This is like when you watch too much film and TV. If I wake up at 3 a.m., I'm like, Lord, take me right now because this is the time of the devil. And that's The Conjuring always in my head. And then I see a little shadow and I'm like, oh, Gerald's Game.
No, honestly.
Have you not seen it?
Gerald's Game is, it's like about this couple, this couple who like want to spice up their sex life.
I think he handcuffs her.
No, they were having an affair, weren't they?
No.
I think I started watching this.
No, they were married. And he like he wanted.
It's the sexy woman from Spy Kids.
I feel like he wanted to spice up
their sex life, and then he tied her up, and then he had a heart attack on top of her and died.
Yeah, I have seen that.
I think she was just strapped to the bed. Like, what'd you do in that situation? You're dead.
The dog tried to yam off her foot.
Yeah, she had to like cut off her hand to get out of the handcuffs.
See, this is why you don't do things like that.
No bondage.
Have a safety key. Come on.
No, but how are you going to have a safety? Yeah. Even if you have a safety key, you're tied up. Like, what are you going to do? That's why you don't use real cuffs. you use the plastic
the fake ones, right?
Yeah. They were using police
timer
ones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Or just I don't know. Sex experts can speak on that. Yeah. So
what's your favorite musical?
Well, I'm really basic and I always say Hamilton. But
that's okay. Though.
It was like ingrained into my memory. I had this friend at school and he was like musical obsessed and we became really close really quickly and we would just go and see musicals together.
Yeah.
And then Hamilton came out around that time and it was just like, we just learnt the soundtrack from top to bottom.
How many times have you seen it?
Twice.
Okay.
I've seen it twice, but yeah, I watched the Disney Plus.
I listened to it from time.
I love the original cast.
I've never watched it on Disney Plus though.
Watch
it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's the original people that sang it, which I just, you can't recreate that.
I remember that girl from Girls 5 Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
The Eliza, I want to say. Or Angelica or Peggy, one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Watch Girls 5 Ever as well.
Okay. Okay.
I love that.
I also like Miss Saigon. That was a really...
I've never seen that.
That's solid. Really I like The Waitress.
I need to see that.
That is one of my faves.
I'm like old school. I'm like, I don't want to see a musical unless I know the musical.
The musical.
Oh, yeah. What, like Wicked?
I've seen Wicked way too many times.
Way too many times.
I have a Wicked phase.
I'm almost Wicked myself.
I've seen Wicked
out.
Once and I was right at the back with binoculars.
Once is enough.
You need to see the new cast.
Oh yeah, the new cast is actually
that
really good.
That are there right now?
Yeah, they're both black. It's not all black cast. Yeah. Elphaba.
Well, the two main ones.
Yeah, and the prince.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna make. Yeah, not. It's not a prince, is it?
He's a prince.
Is he a prince? Prince. Yeah, they're all black.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. And they sound phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I go with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
No, we didn't. We went, but we weren't sitting together.
We both got invited.
I
to
do
the same
prefer
thing.
Plays, though.
Do you?
Did
you watch The Crucible when it was out?
No.
Because that, to me, is like the best play I've seen in the past 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Haunted plays.
It was
Woman in Black.
Yep, saw that.
Ooh,
yeah.
I screamed in the theater.
Did you?
Yeah. I screamed as well. You should watch. I don't know if it's still going on, but it's the haunting at Enfield House or something. The Haunting of Enfield House. Yeah, and it's got Catherine Tate in it.
Okay.
And she was funny, but it was like a haunted. They did a really cool thing with lights. Like people in the audience were actually screaming.
See, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You say it's on now.
I think so.
I'm gonna check.
Yeah. I've got
some theatre vouchers I need to book.
Do it. I saw another one. What was it called? Can't remember now. But it was like American one, and it was like this black woman who was interviewing this guy who had killed this black boy. He was a police officer and killed this black guy.
Yeah.
And then it was like an hour long, and she kept asking him questions, but playing it really cool and like cracking jokes with him and stuff. But basically getting him to reveal how awful of a human he was.
There's just so many good things to see.
Yeah.
I love a good play.
I love a good play.
I need
play.
To go just more.
The thing
I
is,
say this every year.
The thing is, I hate a bad play though.
Yeah.
I hate when I feel like they're acting.
Yeah. When it's like, hello.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Or they seem really nervous. Then I just get secondhand embarrassment and then I'm scared that they're going
to
mess up.
Oh, that's why I went to see Lion King and the little kid missed his cue on the first
song. No, see, that makes me stressed.
Just, like, the whole time, he just wasn't okay.
No, that makes me really stressed out. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's really sad. I think I had that when I saw Back to the Future. But
you saw Back to the Future?
Oh, I kind of want to see that.
Guys,
come on.
No, guys. Hold on. Honestly, Back to the Future, if you actually really appreciate stage production, Back to the Future is fucking amazing.
Okay.
Like, as in, they have that car flying through the sky.
I think my girlfriend went to see it and she was like, it was actually really good.
No, like, because Steph got, Steph got me tickets and he doesn't go to theatre at all. So when he got me tickets, I was like, this is a man getting me tickets for his favourite film. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I went, had the best time, had the time of my life.
Okay.
I was shocked. I love, because when I did drama, I was behind the scenes. I've got no talent to acting. So stage production was my shit. So if you appreciate that, you'd appreciate Back to the Future. And that's also why I appreciate The Crucible. Okay. The way that they used the stage in was phenomenal. And that's also why I appreciated Ghost when it came out, even though people thought it was like just a bit shit. But they hired real magicians to do a lot of the... So, like, people were getting possessed all through the stage, and you'd be like, wait a minute.
Oh, I really want to go to a magician's show.
Really?
That's, like, something I really want to go to.
Do you not think it's a bit witchy?
I just think does it work?
What's the difference between a witch and a magician?
But that's a
they're
dangerous
doing
game
tricks.
To play because
they're doing whatever, tricks.
They're telling you they're
everything,
doing tricks.
Everything can be a witch. If
what do you
want
mean?
It to be.
No, it can't.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It could be like singing a song. It could be a witch's song.
What?
Yeah, like...
What, like the notes yeah. and the sound of it could be witch.
Could
witch-like.
Be witch people.
Could be a spell. I feel yes. like going to a magician is different from...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a bit of fun, isn't
it? I find the like hypnotism thing really interesting.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, not that.
Like, I wouldn't do it, but I don't think I would be able to be hypnotized.
You definitely. I feel like everybody who says that is just like so.
But I don't understand.
Honestly,
how they can be like
can
go to sleep.
Really
and
truly
just...
right now, talking to you for 36 minutes, I know that you can be hypnotized.
No.
Yeah. No. Honestly,
I disagree.
I can see it.
How?
I can see. I feel like you're an open person. Open people get hypnotized.
It is always
those,
the creative types.
Those of us
but
that
I
are closed out
that some getting... man can say to me, close yeah. your eyes, click his fingers, and I just go like that.
I think you can. Honestly, I can see it. It's not an offense.
But then why can't I? That's really scary.
I think you have an open heart. An open heart means that you're inviting the hypnotism
susceptible to hypnotism.
But I also feel like I don't, because I don't believe it, like my brain is trying to problem solve it. So I'm like, how have you done this?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like...
No, because then the brain will override itself. It'll be concentrating on you thinking. Meanwhile, you're actually getting hypnotized.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're just... Yeah, you're flopped on the thing. And inside your head, you're like, he's not going to get me. He's not... And you can't even... You're not even conscious that
you're like
gone.
You're like clucking like a chicken or something.
Yeah, that I don't want to do that. That makes me really scared. Yeah. When they just make you bark or something.
But that's why I don't trust people. Because how do I know that's the one day your wife has pissed you off and now I'm doing some crazy shit on stage? Like, who's going to guarantee...
I would just be embarrassing if I was hypnotized. Like, I just revealed my secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, exactly. I don't want to do
and
that.
And then also, why aren't they using that for like, I just don't understand. Like, if you have all these skills in life, or maybe because like, maybe I don't have a good conscience. But if I had skills like this, I'd be hypnotizing people that are doing lottery numbers or something like that. Or,
I really would like
or
to
Jeremy Clarkson doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Like, I'd be using my hypnosis skills.
Yeah,
to
I would
make
go on
rich.
TV and hypnotize a lot of people.
Yeah. I'd like, why is nobody using that for money?
I don't think I would tell people.
I don't know why.
Right.
But it's not an entertainment kind of
But that's
thing.
I wouldn't tell people. Like, I would just then go and find one of the lottery number people, hypnotize them. They don't even know they're hypnotized. Then maybe we're even dating for a bit and I'm getting rich.
What, and tell them what numbers to say.
Yeah,
tell them
like
what
somehow
to
get the stuff and then I get my money and then I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they are doing that. We just don't know.
Potentially.
True.
Because there's lots of the lottery people are anonymous, right?
Yeah. Are they?
You can choose.
Yeah, you can choose to be anonymous.
The ones that announce are stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, those are people just like
loads
win
of
it
people.
And then just
I know
mind
somebody,
their business.
I mean, it was lottery. I think it was lottery who won like $250,000.
Oh.
But then it like came out.
Oh.
They don't have it anymore. It was a while ago.
Oh,
they
but
lost
like,
it.
Literally had a nice time.
And then I just don't even understand how people.
I wouldn't tell anyone, like, but you would.
I would
when
not
you
tell
see
us
me
all.
Every
like,
day. I plan out
car,
what will happen. Yeah, exactly. When you see all my pots and pans changing,
yeah,
that's when you know. You'll when know. I've got those are what LaCroix's.
Yeah.
Oh my
fancy
gosh.
Ones. That's when you know the money's coming in. So Kat, let's talk about the music.
Mm-hmm.
So. People know you from TikTok, mm-hmm. even though you're not a TikTok singer,
mm-hmm.
but you were doing covers on there before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went from covers and then you put your own stuff in there. And then mm-hmm. people were like, you know what? I like this too.
Mm-hmm.
And now?
And now I'm here.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. But how did you and why did you start on TikTok? Just because it was popping?
Boredom.
What year was that?
2020.
So that was classic.
TikTok time.
I was just incredibly, incredibly bored. And I was like, well, I was posting covers on Instagram. And then I was like, well, there's this new app as well. So let me just like post on there, see what's going on. And I just had seen there were like loads of challenges and other singers just like doing random stuff. So I was like, I'll just join in. And then it was received quite well. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll keep going. And then I just kept going.
Yeah.
And then it just started to grow. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should just like start sharing my own songs in there so that people don't just think that I just sing covers. So then I started putting my own songs in there. Then I teased Go and then it did really well. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. Phew.
It's all happening.
It's all happening now. Thank God. And then I think I did covers a little bit longer, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop doing covers now, because I need to get away from that narrative and just like post original stuff and other stuff. So I was just bored.
You know what? See? A lot comes out of boredom.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now look, more people should be bored.
That's what my mum always used to say that.
Oh, really?
If you're not bored, you're not doing enough. No, if you are bored, I don't know what she's saying. But it was basically get bored. Like, oh no, she said a boring person is bored. So don't be bored.
Don't be bored. So I mean, there was nothing to
do. It was also the pandemic. There was actually nothing to do.
That's like, no, but then also like I didn't start TikTok and you did. So
it's true.
That's like a good decision.
I appreciate
to make.
People like you that did things in the pandemic.
You paid it forward.
My God, I actually, the bedrock hours I clocked in. It's amazing how much I can do. I can just 6 hours can pass and I'm like, I've been
oh, same.
But you were doing things.
I'm unmotivated most of the time.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a little period of time where I just have a lot of like energy where I'm just like, okay, let me just like bulk film everything. And then I just spread it across.
But the thing is when my time with that, I then use it to do still more useless shit.
I see.
You see, I need a life coach.
Yeah. I just set myself a goal though. I said, well, at that time I thought that lockdown was going to be over by September of that same year. So I was like, cool, by September, if I don't hit at least 10,000 followers on Instagram, then I'll just maybe leave this now. Maybe I'll just go and get like a different job. And like, so then I had like a time crunch and I was like, okay. So that's why I was posting so regularly. And then when it happened, I was like, oh, okay, guess I can just like keep going.
Keep doing this.
I can just keep doing
this. How many followers did you hit by September then? Did you know? You should have done like a party.
Like
800?
800K?
Wow.
On TikTok. On Instagram, I think I got to like over 100,000.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Do you ever like think about how many heads that is? I do that a lot.
Yeah. But you couldn't say hi to all of them.
Yeah.
But again, I just have an annoying brain where I'm like, a lot of these people probably aren't real.
At least 50%.
How many of them? Yeah. So I'm like, how many of them actually are real?
At least 50%. I always, for some reason, I use the O2 as my measurement of things.
That's good. I'm not very good at visualizing.
Because when I meet O2
is 20,000 people, right?
So when I meet like people, they're like, oh, I'm a small creator. But then they're like, they have 20,000 people.
That's actually
and I'm like,
wild.
Well, that's like if you sold out the O2 and every single person gave a shit about what you were saying.
Yeah.
So like.
But the problem is with a lot of those platforms, you'll get like a certain percentage of how many followers you have. So then I'm like, okay, so that's probably the people actually engaged.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's still a high number.
Even if you have two, those people have really engaged. Some people have a million followers and they're getting no comments.
Yeah.
I'd rather have 10 followers and 10 of them are talking.
That stresses me out though, like when I see the numbers of like something I've written. I'm just like, that's too many people have seen this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, do you ever feel like, wow, this is, you're really out there.
I don't like if I get a video that's like super viral. I've had that in the
past.
What's
your metric of super viral?
When it goes out of my echo chamber. So like if my echo chamber is like black people, women, gay people, and it then goes out
to
non-people of that way. Yeah. I'm like, oh, because then you just get like crazy comments.
That's what happens to us all the time, man.
When you just like go into like another space.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this has not hit the people that I would have liked it to hit. That happened to me quite a lot, like a few years ago. And luckily now it's kind of staying within the echo chamber of people I would like it to stay within.
I guess you just can't control it. And I always wonder like, how do people... Why do you find this stuff?
I don't know.
Like, are you searching it out?
Things are getting mixed up because my timeline is full of so many bad takes. I'm reading it and then it's just like the worst thing. It's like, don't you hate when a woman is pregnant and wants you to wash up for her?
Because it cuts you off guard, sometimes you'll watch the whole thing. Like, what is this? And then they'll think that you like it. Yeah, so then they show you again.
It's just, but it's, you know, when you just assume you're going to agree with something, it's like, this is not for me. And I can't believe people are watching and agreeing.
You have to actively say it's not for you.
Yes, you do.
But I'm also like, I don't want to never see. I want to see what's out there.
You have to have a balance because you need to see what the other side is saying. That's how you end up being in weird echo chambers and thinking that Jeremy Corbyn's going to win PM. So like that's how you actually need to see what's going on.
Yeah, you do.
You need to see the other side.
I got a great awakening when that election happened.
Exactly. I was like, wow, not everybody not thinks all like me.
I genuinely thought it was going to win. I was literally like, oh my gosh, like, this, oh my gosh, we're going to win. Oh my gosh. And then it didn't. And I was like,
yeah,
I got that so wrong. I'm so sad.
That was really
a really great day as well. It was a great day.
It was a slap in the face.
Yeah. It really was.
I think, yeah, that's when, I don't know.
But then so the more and more I'm seeing these takes.
And it's mostly incels.
Yeah.
I'm like, are there more of them?
There's a lot of them. Am I in the subculture?
We are actually the minority. We are the minority.
Which is...
Yeah. We are the minority. You know, like on the internet.
It's so sexist right now.
But you know, like the internet, you know, like YouTube is like run by men. There's more men on YouTube than there is women. There's more men on TikTok than there is women. Like there's just more men on socials than women. And then if you think about that, obviously I'm not saying all men are horrible, but they're not all going to have the same. So there is, we are actually in a tiny echo chamber.
I don't know.
We are.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why the last TikTok we put up, we're talking about. It says, "Can you be pro black and be in an interracial relationship?" I was speaking on behalf of people in interracial relationships like myself that can be pro black.
Same.
Everyone in the comments is not black, is saying that I'm racist. I was like,
they have non-black people.
Yeah. So why are you in this conversation?
Because it's framed as a question. They assume because they see us what our answer will be.
So they haven't listened to what we've said. So they're saying, well, if we could be pro-white, you would say that we were racist. Nobody asked you. This isn't for you. We're not talking. But it always happens. And I was like, all the comments are like, was I talking to you?
But sometimes I think with videos like that, it's good to remember that, like, they just sort of see us as these, like, figures.
Yeah.
Like, not really humans. They're just sort of these figures that are asking a question. And they use the comment section to express their thoughts. I don't know. It's like they just use the comment section to answer said question proposed.
That they were never asked.
And they might not watch the whole video. They might just see the question and be like, what do I think? And then comment it.
Yeah. Because every time I look at the retention of our stuff, I'm like, this retention isn't high enough for you guys to be given this many opinions.
Yeah, they probably just saw the first bit and then was like, what do I think? And then
I saw did you see Andrew Scott's interview? No, he did Thirst Tweets. Andrew Scott, Hot Priest.
Right, yeah.
And he said that a lot of social media is people just answering questions that they were never asked.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, every tweet is like a question, but nobody asked you anything.
That's honestly why I can't tweet. Like, I went back and looked at my old tweets.
And it made me so embarrassed.
If I'm writing out a tweet, I'm just like, ugh. Who am I saying this to?
I struggle with it.
I could just say it in the group chat if it was that important, but it's really...
I can't
By the time I've written it out, I'm like, that's not interesting.
I just can't do it. You and me both. My brain does not go, oh my gosh, something's happened to me. I need to write.
But mine's never things that's happened to me.
It's just like random thoughts
that you
have.
It's about shits that's happening.
Oh, that's going on.
Yeah.
But that's where I don't do that because I know that's how I'll slip up and say something or do a typo and then...
And that's it, you're done.
Like, you do typo, you've got to be wrong and strong.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not deleting it now. Do you know how many times, a lot happens to me where I'm like, this is really wrong and it's gone viral now. Basically, do you know what was the worst thing was? Do you watch Love is Blind?
I do, yeah.
So you remember Kwame?
Yeah.
So somebody made a TikTok and that was a joke that said, I bet Kwame's sister is hired actor.
Okay.
And said that his whole family seems fake, because they did seem fake. And they were like, I bet he's a hired actor, because he was having those phone calls with his mum and it didn't seem real and all that kind of stuff. I tweeted, haha, they're saying on TikTok, Kwame's sister is a hired actor. I think it got like 20,000 retweets. Oh. And then people wrote articles on it, embedding my TikTok, my tweet.
Oh.
And then people were asking me for the proof of the TikTok. That was 2 days ago. I can't remember what that was. They even mentioned it on the Love is Blind reunion.
No. Oh my God.
I was like, fuck, he's getting a bit too much. And then it was like, some bot thing was like, the source of this news came from me. I was like, at this point, it is what it is.
You actually spread fake news.
I spread the fakest of news.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, but you never know. You can do one tiny thing that means nothing to you. Yeah. And it always happens. Like, I leave my phone for 2 hours, come back. I see like 20 plus notifications. I'm like, oh, what has happened?
Yeah, I can't live like that. That's, you're too outside.
No, I can't. Know. I try my hardest, but I just can't. It just doesn't, it's not natural
yeah.
to me to I get speak. That.
Is it not?
Like when I'm with people, like if we're having like a deep conversation about something or like, that's fine. But like social media wise, I have to really force
myself. Yeah, I feel like I'm the same. I feel like it doesn't seem real to me. Like when I think about the people that follow me on Twitter,
yeah,
I just think about like the people that I know in real life. And I don't remember that other people follow me. And then I'm just like, why are you following me?
But I think that's also why I just tweet a mess, because I don't see it as real people.
So then why are you
Until
tweeting?
Somebody sees me on the street and they're like, oh, when you said, I'm always like, how the fuck do you know about that? But I'm like, oh, you follow me. I don't
know. Yeah, it weirds me out.
Yeah. I think we're wrapping up soon, but obviously we're here to talk about all your new stuff. Mm-hmm. So what's cracking with you?
Oh my goodness. Well, I've got an album coming out, my first yes. album, which is so exciting. It's called Early 20s.
Can't relate.
That's okay. That's fine. I think the songs on there, you'll still be able to remember.
I will. It'll take us back in time.
Yeah.
We need decades. To go back to that.
Yeah. It's going to come out July, which is very exciting and very scary. I'm going on tour for that as well in October, which is also very scary.
Yeah.
So just lots of scary things.
That's
happening.
Exciting, right?
Very exciting. I feel like it's been a long time coming. And I think, like, once this kind of comes out, I feel like people will be able to really hear who I feel like I am sonically.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with singles, you kind of hear loads of different sounds sometimes. And then with an album, you get to kind of hear, okay, this is where she sits sometimes, and this is where she sits sometimes. So
like a journey.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be nice. Sick. I think, like, when I saw you perform on Monday, I definitely had a better appreciation.
Did you?
Yeah, because I'd only listened to your... Do you know what? I think when you see people live, there's difference.
Yeah.
But I'd listen to your singles.
Yeah.
But you... It is like kind of what you say. You start hearing different things.
Yes.
And I was like, this is... Something's changed here. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what it was. But also, I think probably like if you're listening to... Go from when you recorded it to now, your voice has changed.
Yes, exactly. So like, that was 5 years ago.
You mature into it and stuff like that.
Exactly. I feel like... Yeah, my music, that's why I'm excited. And that's why I always love with artists when they have bodies of work out.
Yeah.
It's just easier to become a fan of them because there's multiple songs.
Like the different moods.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas when there's not much, it's very hard to like gain a proper connection to them. You kind of just like one song or you like another song. So when the album's out, it will be nice for people to actually have like a body of work to... refer back to, and they're like, oh, I'm a fan of Kat, and actually I like this song from the album and this song from the album. That's what I'm excited for.
Okay,
that's
so cool.
How would you describe the album in 3 words?
Honest,
good,
relatable, and authentic.
Yes, all good words.
Well, yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Those are good, good. Are you going to have any... How much can you say about the album? How much is a secret?
A grand total of nothing.
Okay. All right.
But it's very exciting, and there is a collab on there.
Okay.
With my favourite...
Artist
ever.
Ed Sheeran.
I'm not saying anything.
Beyonce.
I'm not saying a single word.
Janet Jackson. Wouldn't that be jokes?
That would be so random.
Imagine.
I mean, that would be so funny, but also be like, that was sick.
Yeah, no, but it isn't.
You know,
it isn't.
Never say never.
Well, you never know, exactly.
Honestly, she's always in London these days.
That's true.
You can bump into her. Maybe. She's always in Shoreditch House. Random.
I'm always there. I never see her.
I know. Every time I'm in Shoreditch House, she's not there. And then people be tweeting, oh my God, I just saw her in
Shoreditch House. I like White City House.
Yeah, but that's
so far away.
That's a fucking mission away.
It's the best one. It's but it's that's a day out.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you do when you go to a Soho house.
You
like you tap your thing, and then what happens?
You get one drink because it's £20. You sip it for 5 hours.
But then what happens when you get there?
Oh, I work from there.
Yeah,
or it's like you know when you go into a coffee shop, but go there instead.
Yeah.
So you tap your thing,
and then you go up the lift.
And then you just go in. And you don't have to say anything.
To who?
The people that work there.
No, you say hi.
You should say hi because
you just say hi, bye.
You're like, hi, bye, how are you? And then you want to have that rapport because having them on your bad side is never good.
Yeah. They remember.
They own the keys to the castle.
I see.
Because one time you're drunk there now, they're not going to let you back in.
Really? Because I get really anxious where I'm like, I've only just got my membership and then I've been a few times and I'm like, do I tell them where I'm going?
No, they don't want to know.
No.
They also really tap the thing and
tap. Hi, how are you? Love you. I'm out. Or maybe if you're going to like one of the things,
the events.
Events. At least be like, where's the event at?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then they always tell you the wrong direction.
Maybe ease in first. Don't maybe wait a while to do the events.
But like you're like popular, they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been nice to me. Yeah. The first time I went there, I was like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. Where do I go?
They didn't give you a tour.
You need to get the tour.
I didn't do the tour.
Oh, ask for the tour. They'll give you a full tour and talk you through everything.
But then I'd have to learn everything.
I can't believe
we're
having this conversation at the end of our podcast.
But I have to know. I like to know
we
things.
We have to give them back. And obviously, do you know what? Actually, it's good. Because people actually want to know what goes on in these places.
Sure,
people want to know what goes on in Soho House.
Literally, I'm only there because I can eke out a drink for a really long time. So it's a cheap place.
It kills time as well. Yeah. Like, if you're in London for a lot, like, if you've got something in the evening and something in the morning, then you can kind of just kill time.
If it's raining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because also loads of bars are just loud for no reason. Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, I just want
to
be there.
That's what there needs to be, like coffee shop spaces open in the evening.
Yes.
Yeah, they usually close at what, like 5?
Yeah.
3 to 5.
What, coffee shops?
Yeah.
It closes really early. Yeah. No, that's true. I agree.
Yeah. Well, there you go. This is not an ad for Soho. They don't need one. But yeah, we're excited for your album to come out. It's going to be sick. I'm excited to hear the body of work and I'm excited to see what early 20s people are thinking these days.
I think people will like it.
Yeah.
To
be
honest. I think people will like it. I feel like one of my songs off the album has been really well received. It hasn't even come out yet, but it's been really well received online.
Okay.
So because they like that, I'm like, okay, you're going to like the rest of the album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Because I was nervous, like, oh my gosh, what if people don't like it? Like, but now I know that they like that, I'm like, cool.
Okay, sick.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. This has been fun.
This was lush. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.